Let's turn to John 3:16 in your Bible. John 3:16. Everybody should be able to understand this verse of Scripture. I want to talk to you a few Sundays on prophecy without fear. Okay? If you are afraid of the future coming of Christ, it's because you didn't understand what's happening. And if you do not understand what's going to happen at the second coming of Christ, it's because you do not understand why He came the first time. Okay? If you're confused about the second coming, it's because you're somewhere confused about the first coming. He's coming the second time for the same reason He came the first time, in concept. It's not a statement that I made. It's a very brilliant man by the name of Clarence Larkin in early 1900s made that statement. If you're confused about the second coming, always remember that when we have the Christmas story, Dad, when we have the Christmas thing, are y'all afraid? Anybody ever been afraid to go to a Christmas play? Then we shouldn't be afraid that Jesus is going to come to the clouds. Amen. Are y'all with me? It's just so simple. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Now go to verse 17. For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world. Jesus is not going to condemn the world at no time. Okay? There is going to be the Battle of Armageddon, but there will be world after that. For some reason, people think, when's the world going to come to an end? It's not. Ever. Okay? The world system is. But this earth you stand on, God made it. It's His. Unfortunately, we allowed Satan to take it over, and we do every day. It seems like almost gets worse every day. But this earth, God's, it's at the end of the millennial reign, which we'll get into that. He's going to renovate it. He's going to burn it off, and He's going to make a whole new earth, and He's going to give it to us. Yeah. Then we're going to get to run it like we want to. No idiots allowed, all right? For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. That's why He came the first time. That's why He's coming the second time. Just kind of want to introduce you to this whole idea of the fact that Jesus can come and you don't have to be worried about it. You don't have to be scared. And because some buildings have been burned, that's not the tribulation period. God help us. What those fires are is some crazy people out of control burning other people's property down. Right. Right. That's what that is. Okay? Are you looking at this verse of Scripture? In the tribulation period, which we will get to, and I'll read you some scriptures on it, it is called the wrath of God. It is called Jacob's trouble. Okay? It is called tribulation period. It's not just tribulation by definition, but it is a period of time of 7 years. It has to do with Israel. It has to do with the nations of the world. It has nothing whatsoever to do with the church, because this is what Paul told the church. For God hath not appointed us to wrath. And if you're here during the tribulation period, you're going to be under the wrath of God. Okay? And so God did not appoint us to be under wrath, so we have to be gone, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. This is what the Bible says, all right? And so because some buildings have been burned does not mean the tribulation period's here. Trust me. If you're here during the tribulation period, you're going to say, boy, was Brother Scotty ever right. That was nothing. Okay? When the oceans turn to blood and the earthquakes are so bad that the mountains all flat and all the islands sink, that's the tribulation period. That's the wrath of God. This is not the wrath of God. Okay? If it got really bad in America, I don't know how well the Americans would do. For God has not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, that word salvation in the New Testament is a big word. He's coming to save us, and He redeemed us. We're His angels, so He's going to come get us. Just coming to get us. It's not that complicated. He's not even coming. That's not even the second coming of Christ to the earth. He's coming to the clouds. It's very clear. Let's go to 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4 and verse number 13. No, verse 14. 1 Thessalonians 4, 14. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus, that those that have passed away, will God bring with him. Verse 15. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, Paul's writing to the churches, us, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. In other words, the fact that you die before Jesus comes will not have a negative effect on the fact that you're going to get to go to heaven, all right? Verse number 16. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. All those you know that's passed away, Brother Billy has passed away. He's gone on. He's resting safely in the arms of Jesus right at this moment. All right, Brother Billy Peoples. All right, if the trumpet sounds this afternoon, Miss Arlene, the dead in Christ coming up first, and we're going to go up to join them in the air. Verse 17. Then we which are alive and remain, that's us, okay? We which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them, the people we just read about that had passed away in verse 16, in the air. Jesus will not, Eve, he will not step down on the planet dirt earth at that time, okay? So don't get confused, because the second coming, literally, he's going to step down on the Mount of Olives, from which he left. You read about that in Acts chapter number 1. He's going to physically, and that's at the end of the 7-year tribulation period, all right? There will be the Battle of Armageddon. That's over. He sets up his kingdom for 1,000 years on this earth, all right? So the Battle of Armageddon is a war. At the end of the 1,000 years, there's going to be another war. Both are world wars. The other one, Ezekiel talks about it. Not sure when it's going to happen. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Now find some fear in that for me, please. Find some fear in that. I find peace in that, Jessica. Why? Because I know the Lord. Verse 18. Wherefore is one of those words you need to find out what it's there for. Wherefore, due to the fact, because of these verses that Brother Scotty just read you that the Apostle Paul wrote and the Holy Ghost put them in the canon of Scripture so we could have them to read today, Angela, in 2020. Wherefore, Miss Carrie, wherefore comfort one another with these words. Amen. It does not say scare everybody you can to death because some cities are on fire. And they may make us wear a mask, and people are having church in parking lots, and there's just so many bizarre things happening that you cannot keep up with them, all right? And so, yes, people are sick, people are dying. People have been getting sick, been dying since God made them. It's not like a new idea. Matter of fact, God had to set up an appointment for us to die because he created us to live, and it's hard to die. So how do you say that? Well, we started with 2. How many people we got now? Close to 8 billion. Let me say that again. God created us to live, and it's hard to die. Go to the nursing homes. They're overflowing with people that wish they could just go to sleep and not wake up. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. I believe in Jesus. Like it said, if you believe Jesus, he's going to come get us. It's just that simple. Prove me wrong. There is nowhere fear is associated with the rapture of the church. The word rapture is not in the Bible, but the word Bible is not in the Bible either. So there is no place fear is associated with the rapture of the church, of catching away of God's people. Amen. In the Word of God. Okay? What did Jesus say about it? Let's go on one more time. Let's go to Luke 17, 26. Verse 26 of Luke's Gospel. And as it was, Jesus is saying this, it's written in red. Okay, if you had a Bible like mine, you could see it's written in red. And it is as it was in the days of Noah. Anybody remember Noah? Okay, remember Noah? So shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. That is Jesus. Okay, verse 27. They did eat. Is anybody, any of y'all starving? Okay. They did eat. They drank. Some people drank water. Some people drank Mad Dog 2020. Some people drank Mountain Dews. Some people drank Bacardi. Y'all understand what I'm saying? They did eat and they drank. So not much has changed. It's more of us. Okay, I'm going to just keep saying that. Somebody listens. And they married wives. Hopefully you only got one. All right. I'm good with the one I got. Miss Carrie, wave at me, baby. All right. I don't need three or four more. Okay, I'm good. I'm good. It would get real crowded in that big old house. I can assure you of that. Miss Carrie's a small lady, but she would probably get upset if I married three or four more wives. All right. But for the record, I'm good with the one I got. Just need to straighten that out, all right? I'm not like on the market. Yeah, I got to make a save on that one quick, baby. But I'm good. I got it in my genetic code to make a save, all right? They were given in marriage until the day of Noah and into the ark, and the flood came and destroyed all of them. Verse 28. Likewise, also, it was in the days of Lot, another person, Abraham's nephew, remember Lot? Anybody know who Lot is? Okay, y'all got it? Y'all good with that? All right, likewise, also in the days of Lot, they did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they builded. Business went on. Doesn't matter how wicked and crazy people get, business goes on. Folks is going to eat food. They may steal your food, but they're going to eat food. They're going to build things. They may not know how. I go to some people's houses, I just do this when I go in. Why? Because I build things. I don't build things that looks like that, but anyway. But hey, if it's them, that's their house, they can build it upside down if they want to. They got a whole upside down house in Orlando, Florida. You can go look at it. All right, they drank, they bought, they sold. Now, I know that we've been, you know, there's some, I don't know the end game yet. When I do figure it out, I'll tell you, just follow the money trail. But right now you can only get one of something and one of something and something and something. And we can't get no coins now because they got the virus. And so we got to shut down. We can't make no more coins. Bad coins. Bad, bad coins. And so can't make more of them. That's kind of like a guy asked me about seatbelts. You know what I'm saying? Like, what has seatbelts got to do with this virus? Seatbelts don't impair my breathing at all right? And so, I mean, there's just all kind of crazy things going on. These folks right here was crazy. Go back and read about Lot. It's a story I don't even like to read in public in the Bible, and it's in the Bible. You should go read it by yourself sometimes. It's one of them things you just read by yourself. You don't read out loud, Mickey. I mean, dear God, like, did you have to put that in here, God? I mean, how can you preach on that in the whole congregation? And so, I'm not being ugly. I'm just saying there was some very strange stuff happening in Lot's life. I mean, there was stuff happening in his life that'll make this stuff look normal. Are y'all with me? And Jesus himself said, just like it was then. Are y'all with me? Let's see what verse 29 says. We're going to go. Two more. This verse. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed all of them. Sodom and Gomorrah was two cities. It was a valley. So it was more than two. It was a lot of people. And fire come out of heaven and killed all of them. Hadn't had that since. Okay? That won't happen again until the tribulation period. I won't be here. You want to stay for it? You can. If you want to believe burning Minneapolis down and some other places down is a tribulation period, that's what you can just do and hide under your bed or whatever. But trust me, that fire was not raining out of heaven. That fire come from someone lighting a match and throwing it in there and setting somebody's property on fire. A lot of difference. One's the wrath of God. One's the stupidity of men. Are y'all with me? Once again, still no fear associated with the coming of Jesus Christ. Verse 30, last verse. We'll start again next week. Even thus shall it be. Future. That's what the word shall it be. Even thus shall it be in the day. When, what day? When the Son of Man is revealed. The first and only time that I will see Jesus physically is when the archangel sounds a trumpet and I meet him in there and I see his face. That's what the word revealed means. It's going to be like that until then. Okay? Now, once we're gone, Tanya, business going to pick up real quick. It's going to go from bad to way beyond, to a point that people are going to beg the rocks to fall on them and kill them, and they can't die. So trust me, we're not in a tribulation period. And you do not have to be afraid of the fact that Jesus is going to come get you unless you don't know him. Now, if you don't know him, you have a serious problem. And it ain't got nothing to do with somebody burning some stores down in Minneapolis or taking over Seattle. Sounds strange to even say such stupid things, but nevertheless. Is people going to eat, drink, build stuff till Jesus comes back? Life's going to go, may get a little rough. I'm going to tell you what my mama told my brother, and I witnessed this, Deb. Chris is about 16. I was about 21. Chris come in. He'd been out all night. They wasn't around the campfire eating marshmallows, singing Kumbaya either, okay? You understand what I'm saying? Chris comes walking in. Don't even slow down. Mama says, where you been? He says something smart aleck, I guess. She interpreted it. He went in his bedroom door and he slammed the door. I just got back out of the way. I said, this is going to be good right here. Bonnie went down that hall. She opened that door. And when she called you young man, that was the death sentence. You understand what I'm saying? She told him, what I remember about the conversation was, you don't know what I've been through. I've stared down the barrel of shotguns, so if you think you're going to scare me with your smart mouth, you'll wake up with a 2x4 upside your head, young man. You see why this stuff ain't scaring me and him at all? Y'all don't know what me and him been through. Can I get amen? Amen. Give Jesus a hand clap of praise, would you? Stand up on your feet. Let's be dismissed. The future without fear. Focus on Jesus and the Word of God. Amen. And faith will just get you right on through.